afternoon, and welcome to the Senior Hour, which is sponsored by Providence Holy Cross Medical Center, Hestia Med Spa, and Comfort Keepers in Home Care. I'm Barbara Cochran with my co-host,
Dr. Thomas Palucky,
on your hometown station, 98.1 FM, AM 1220 KHTS. This is a show for, about, and by seniors, giving information to enhance one's quality of life. And it's you and me, baby, for the first hour.
Yeah. Let's talk about some quality of life there, Barb. How you liking? Spring has finally sprung, apparently.
Oh yes.
Oh, has it been? Have we gotten enough rain?
No.
You don't think you want more? You want more?
Oh, absolutely.
You're too British. Well,
there's nothing I can do about that. British.
Yes. We moved to Southern California for a reason. This is the reason. This is how it's supposed to be. Like 360 days out of the year. These past 3 months have been wetter than I can remember. You've been here longer than I have, right?
Well, so, that's true. But look at the beautiful green mountains.
It's going to last for about a week, and then it's all going to be a fire hazard by the end of summer.
Well, that's what everybody said last week. We're only going to have this for a week,
yeah,
and it's still here.
Okay.
There's still
some snow on our mountains. That's pretty. I like that. I just don't – I could live in Seattle, it feels like, for the past 3 weeks. I need the sun. No. I need it. And I'm just so grateful that the sun is back. So I'm getting out there. I'm soaking up the sun, getting some vitamin D going because we are all so way deficient on that stuff.
I know. I was sitting in the backyard this morning reading my papers.
Nice.
I had to catch up on 2 or 3 days of papers.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was sitting out there and my daughter moved the chair over into the sun. Oh, and it was delightful.
It's gorgeous. It's gorgeous.
She said, "Come on, Mom, we got to go." No, I don't want to go.
No. Even during the past few days where it would be sunny out, it was still brutally cold wind. So I'd be out there literally under a blanket trying to get some sun. But it's all good now. I'm so grateful. And now, I don't know. I don't mind a little rain here or there from now on. And I think we're almost done with it. But I'm just loving the sun.
Well, March winds, April showers bring forth May flowers.
And what do May flowers bring?
I don't know.
Pilgrims.
Okay, but if you say so.
You were on that ship, weren't you? No.
Wait a minute, young man. I should say old man.
Hey, we're all getting old.
Older.
I know. I set you up for that
older.
One. All right.
Yes.
So, oh, man, it's crazy. So we're going to talk a little bit about quality of life, right?
Yes.
And it's easy here in Southern California because we do have this kind of weather, which, by the way, in case you can't see the outside for whatever reason right now, it's a gorgeous spring day, perfect. And we're so spoiled here to get out. And even if you can only walk a little bit outside, you know, a block, a quarter mile or whatever, it's so good. It's so good for you.
Oh, it is. And I did that yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I walked 3 blocks.
Nice.
Whoa. I was tired when I got home.
Yeah, well, you've been through a lot. These past year was a little brutal, kicking cancer's butt a second time in a row.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
I'm proud of that for you. And you know, the easier, there's very few excuses for the senior community here living in Santa Clarita not to enjoy the outdoor sunshine,
absolutely,
fresh air.
Absolutely.
Even if you have limited mobility. You're out there with your walker.
Oh, yeah. I push my walker. My kids say, "Slow down, Mom. Yep. Slow down."
And even if you don't need a walker, I am going to highly recommend that everybody gets one of those They used to call them walking sticks, but now they're hiking poles. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes,
they look like
my neighbor has
telescoping ski poles with, you know, little rubber stoppers at the end. I like them better than, you know, a cane, because I see so many people walking around with the canes and they're hunched over, leaning over to one side, throwing everything off. And, you know, then I have to deal with stuff like the back pain and the neck pain and the shoulder pain from this cane, because the people are standing crooked and putting all their weight on one side. Those hiking poles aren't like that. They're higher. You hold on to them differently.
Yes.
And you can even have two of them, like you're, you know, cross-country skiing. It's so much better. You get all of the stability without any of the compromised mechanics.
The thing with the walker, I see so many women, especially, and men, who have their walker, but they haven't uplifted the handles, and they're walking like this.
Yeah, it's so bad.
And I'm thinking, what are you doing?
Well, they're hurting themselves. Yeah, they're hurting themselves because you and I both know, because we've been together now for nearly 20 years doing this show. I used to just be an occasional guest, and now we're stuck with each other. Apparently,
20 years. Yeah. What do you mean we're stuck with each other?
I'm no picnic. That's all I'm saying. So, I totally lost my train of thought. We've been doing this a long time, and we both know, because you've heard me say it a lot, that your head weighs about the same as a bowling ball. I'm like that kid on Jerry Maguire. Did you know that the human head weighs 10 pounds? And that leaning forward on the walker is brutal. You put that 10-pound bowling ball, every inch that it goes in front of your belly button, nearly doubles the stress, and it's devastating. But we got to take a quick break, and then we'll be back in the studio with our first guest, B-Style Caregiving.
Will you still feed me when I'm 64?
Welcome back to the Senior Hour. I'm Barbara Cochran with my co-host, Dr. Thomas Pawlucki, on your hometown station, 98.1 FM, AM 1220 KHTS. And our guest now is from B-Style Home Care.
Hi.
How are you? It's good to see you. And your name is Jackie Perez.
Yes, that's me.
Miss Perez or Jackie?
Jackie's fine.
Jackie is fine. Good, good. And like I said, I love your earrings. They're beautiful.
Thank you.
So, home care.
Yes, home care. And today we'd like to talk about long-term care, and how different insurances, depending which one you have, offers coverage for long-term care. And a lot of people don't really understand what it entails, but it doesn't necessarily have to be long-term care. It can also be when someone is recuperating from, you know, a hip replacement or something like that, and that's also considered long-term care.
Okay. So, I'm just going to back up a step, because we jumped right into long-term care instead of what you actually do at B-Style. So you are caregivers,
yes,
right? So that means that someone will be in the home to help a person get through their day, you know, maybe help them get up and down, move around the house, maybe do some light chores around the house, and even take them shopping.
That's correct. It actually is for basic activity, daily living activities.
Yeah.
So, you know, such as preparing their foods, or like you said, helping them get around the house, mm-hmm. So that they don't fall.
Yeah.
Reminding them to take their medications.
Gotcha.
Taking them out if they have to go to a doctor's appointment, or another kind of appointment, buy mm-hmm. groceries.
Sure.
Things like that.
Yeah. Okay. So, that sounds like what unfortunately, these days, most husbands and wives and children have to do when, you know, someone becomes temporarily incapacitated, yes, in some way. So, unfortunately, that burden is laying on, you know, people who have a job, who have their own family to take care of, and now they're having to additionally become thrown into the world of 24/7 caregiving, and that can be a big burden for anybody who's had to deal with that situation. So your services can provide, you know, a little break for that, for those people.
That's correct. It's respite care is what it's known as. Mm-hmm. And you do get burned out because, yeah, you work, you come home, you make food, take care of your kids, you do all these things. And sometimes you need someone to help pick up the slack. And that's what we offer, is caregiving 365 and 24 hours a day. Because most of the time you know, you need to sleep. So, yeah, sometimes you need someone there at night even.
Speaking of sleep. That's interesting. And many years ago, I said to my husband, let's get long-term care insurance. He said, no, absolutely not. I got it anyway. Because I was the one who was paying the bills. And I thought, you know, he doesn't need to know this.
As a good wife does.
Yes, that's right. Well, it so happened when he hurt his back, and he was confined to the easy chair in the living room, I thought, how am I going to be available? I need to sleep at night. So that's when I kicked in our long-term care. And when I told him, he said, you did what? I said, yes. I said, we have long-term care insurance. And he said, oh, because it actually paid over two-thirds of the bill. And long-term care is very expensive, especially at night. And that's when I needed it, because I needed to get a good night's sleep in order to take care of him during the day.
Exactly.
Because he did not want to go to a nursing home. He's absolutely not. And I'm so glad we got it. And I'm still paying for it, because at some point, I'm going to need in-home care. And I can't rely and have both of my kids come down and take care of me. That's not fair. They have their own lives, and they live in Palmdale, you know. Mm-hmm. They do come down now. But I'm feeling much better. I just beat the second round of cancer.
Oh, that's great.
And so I'm on my way getting better. But they still come down, you know. And but getting back to long-term care insurance, I strongly suggest that families get it, because you will not regret it. Because,
yep,
when you need it, it's there.
Yep.
Otherwise, you have to dig into your savings. You have to go on welfare. You know, so many things.
Yeah.
So I strongly urge, get long-term care insurance.
Yep. So B-Style Caregiving, it's available here in Santa Clarita. You also have an office in the San Fernando Valley and the Antelope Valley, or you cover the whole area from this office?
We actually just have one office, but we have caregivers all over. So
gotcha. Okay.
They are available for whatever area.
And how do you match a caregiver with a situation or an individual? Is there some kind of interview process? Do you have a person go and meet them and try them out?
Yes, we have free assessments. Mm-hmm. And that will come in to meet the client and just get a feel for exactly what they need. And then we can introduce them to the caregiver we feel will fit their needs.
Yeah, because some jobs are going to be more physical than others.
Correct.
You know,
that's very important.
Yeah, if you got to move someone around, you know, you need somebody who's going to be able to do that.
And who has the experience.
Sure.
So we have, you know, people that have experience at different things.
Sure.
That are needed. And so we have someone that can drive them around, and then we have someone that can move them around and,
right,
help them and,
or stay up all night.
Or stay up all night. We all, exactly. We also have caregivers that are used to the night shift. So right. Then we recommend those.
Yeah, and I would not be on that shift.
Me either.
No, the caregivers are an incredible help because I had to maneuver Russ to get him into the car to get him to a doctor's appointment. And had I not had the caregiver there, I could not have done it. And they were lifesavers, absolutely lifesavers. He appreciated them. He really did.
Yeah, I agree. When I helped with my grandfather to get him to his appointments or even just to get him out of bed, it was pretty difficult. So when you have someone that knows how to do these things, then you don't struggle so much.
Right, right.
Now, how do we get in touch with you?
So the phone number is 661-417-4414. Again, that's 661-417-4144. You can call or text, and also the website, which is bestylehomecare.com.
Okay, and go ahead.
4414 or 4144?
4414.
Oh, I did get it right then.
And what is turnaround time? Like, let's say all of a sudden I need somebody to help me take care of, let's just say, my wife, right? I have to go to work. I have, you know, other things around the house to take care of. All of a sudden, my wife's incapacitated, right? If I were to call you, like, this lunch hour, when could I expect somebody to, help?
Well, we can set up an appointment as early as the same day. Mm-hmm. We probably need a couple hours just to, set our schedules and stuff, but put the same day, and then we can get someone to you the next day or within 2 days.
Because I got a feeling, just like so many things out there, people don't realize how much they need help until they're at the edge of the abyss, and all of a sudden need help immediately when they really needed help for probably days, if not weeks, if not months, but they've been trying to make it all happen.
Yeah.
And then they call you frantic, like, I need you now.
Yeah. And we can make it work. We do have different people on call, and so if someone needs something right away, it can happen. I also wanted to mention that we recently helped a client get a reimbursement from his insurance. So sometimes you don't know that your insurance covers long-term care. Right. So it's good to call and see if that's something that's on your insurance.
Yeah, that's always nice. And that we find that is the trend now. More and more, not just services, but doctors are... We will help you get reimbursed, but the insurance industry is a nightmare to navigate anymore.
Yeah.
And very few, even physicians, traditional physicians are saying, we'll help you get reimbursed, yeah, exactly. Instead of like, oh, yes, we accept your insurance. It's a different game out there now. But it's all good, and I'm so grateful to know that we have an option here in Santa Clarita. Yeah. Because sometimes we all need a little help, right?
Yes, and it's important to keep our loved ones at home.
Yeah. So, there's no place like home. I stole your thunder.
Yeah. No place like home.
Yeah,
like Dorothy said.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Given the choice, I think anybody would prefer to stay in their home than to, wind up in an assisted care facility. So how long can long-term care really go for? I mean, if you're trying to keep someone home,
right,
but they're probably not going to recover from their incapacitation. I mean, what does that look like?
Like I said, it really depends on your insurance and what they cover. So there's some long-term cares that only last, 100 hours, and then there's other ones that can take care of more time.
I gotcha. Okay. All right. And even if somebody just needs... a couple hours here or there, you're available for that as well?
Yes.
Yeah, that seems like that is going to be happening quite a bit.
Yeah, that's good help.
Yeah.
Especially with our seniors.
Right.
Especially. Well, it was great having you on.
Thank you. It was nice being here.
Yes.
And chatting
yes.
with you guys.
Yeah. Always great to have you, Jackie. You're listening to Senior Hour, KHTS AM 1220, FM 98.1, hometownstation.com.
When I'm 64.
Welcome back to the Senior Hour. I'm Barbara Cochran with my co-host, Dr. Thomas Pelucky, on your hometown station, 98.1 FM, AM 1220, KHTS. And we're speaking now with Zach Schroeder and Davis from the Women's Track and Field from Masters College.
All right, it's Masters University now.
That's right.
So, newsflash, Masters University, we have the head coach of track and field at Masters University, Coach Schroeder.
Yeah, that's right. I've actually been coaching there now for 17 years.
Wow.
I've been in the community for quite a while, and being able to just interact with so many different athletes here at the high school level and obviously the college level is what I'm focused on coaching.
That's awesome. So I am embarrassed to say I've never been to Masters University. I know it's out there somewhere.
It's a beautiful college, believe me.
So there's a stadium for track and field?
You know, we just actually built a jumps training center, and uh-huh. get this, and this is for all of your listeners. We actually have a coffee shop right there on campus. And, you know, the Santa Clarita Valley is just such a beautiful valley. But when you head out Placerita Canyon, it is just one of those, pockets of this valley that really highlights the beauty of Santa Clarita. And, the city has changed so much over the years.
Sure.
But, when you go back into Placerita Canyon, you can almost go back into time. And there's a little coffee shop, Trophy Coffee Shop, and right across from that is our jumps training center. So a lot of our jumps, we train right there next to the coffee shop. So
nice.
And unfortunately, Placerita Canyon is not a through road anymore.
Mm. Okay.
That's so, right. You have to access it through 13th Street.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Gotcha.
And from Sierra Highway, they've got the gates up. You can't get in there.
Huh. Yeah. Okay.
It's such a shame because Placerita Canyon is a beautiful place.
It is.
Sure.
You can still access it, but you have to go 13th Street to Placerita, so it's kind of one way in, one way out. So it's not a through street. But yeah, any residents would come right up Railroad right there to Placerita Canyon.
Awesome. So are any of your events like spectator sports? Can people come and see these events? Because I would imagine there's some competitions there at the college, yeah?
Actually, it's a shame because we don't have our own stadium. Mm. A lot of our competitions are actually kind of local competitions. We were down at UCLA competing just recently.
Uh-huh.
And so it's a short drive to see the team and whatnot. So a lot of the sports scenes on campus, you can't come out and watch baseball or our basketball teams, volleyball as well. So you can see a lot of sports. Track and field, you'd have to come to wherever it is we're competing a lot of times, in the nearby cities.
I gotcha. Okay, great. And what?
Do you have seniors, grandparents who come out?
We have just a tremendous support to our team, and one of the things is the world is changing rapidly, but the values that you get through sport are remarkable. It's working together is all about humility. It takes humility to follow people, and you learn these life lessons through sport. Sport teaches things that you can't learn really any other way. So it's a practical form of leadership, and I think that there's so many individuals that when you really want to see a virtue of sports, you're going to find that at the Masters University, and that's something that's really unique and very authentic.
I love
Davis,
it.
Yes.
What part do you play in this? Are you a former student, a current student? Are you in sports?
Yes, I'm currently in sports right now. This is my fifth year at the university. And
5 years.
I thought
it was a four-year college.
So I got my undergraduate in business and Bible, and then COVID gave us an extra year eligibility.
Oh.
So I'm getting my master's degree right now and also still have the ability to compete. So it's a big blessing.
So what do you compete in?
I'm a long distance athlete. So I'll do 1500, which is around a mile, up to the 5K, 10K.
That's running.
Yeah, running. So Ooh. Track athletes, yeah.
It's all I can do to walk anymore.
So I know Masters has film, and I know that you guys televise some stuff. Where can we see that?
Yeah, you know, the best inlet to sports at Masters are going to be GoMustangs.com. That's our website. If you go to GoMustangs.com, then you can follow different sports teams there, and then there's links to, you know, watch sports even from home if people want to.
Exactly. That's what I'm talking about, you know, because a lot of seniors aren't going to be able to schlep down to UCLA. So you cover your events, your track and field events down?
That's right. So, yeah, at the end of the month here, we'll be at our conference championship. That's actually down at Westmont College in Santa Barbara, but that'll be live streamed. It'll be, you know, so if you follow the link through GoMustangs.com, you can actually watch the team competing.
So that's Go Masters?
Go Mustangs.
Go Mustangs.
Go Mustangs.
.com.
That's right. Mustangs. Gee, learn how to spell, Barbara. .com.
And Davis, you were talking about some kind of a special event for kids?
Yeah, so there's a great opportunity that Masters has been putting on for a long time. I was talking to Coach on the way over, and he said that he actually went to this kids camp. It's called the Trek Kids Camp, and kids from the ages of 6 to 14 are going to have the opportunity to go to Masters on campus and see the facilities get poured into by college athletes like myself and other people who have done the sport for a long time. As I phase out, it's be awesome for senior citizens' grandkids to get into the sport. And those dates are July 17 through 20 and July 24 through 27. And it's just a great opportunity to get younger guys and gals on the campus to see, oh, what does college athletics look like? Do I want to pursue this from a young age all the way up until I'm 20, 23 years old? And it's just a cool opportunity for us to pour into the community in that way.
Yeah. So you're getting your master's degree in what?
I'm getting my master's degree in biblical studies. Studying the Bible, yeah.
And what? How does that merge with your track and field?
It's a.
Will you still be?
Yeah, I'll
doing
be,
that.
I'm competing right now, so I've raced for the past few weekends, and then I race this weekend. Nationals is then at the end of May, but it's really cool because I can stay on the team, learn about the Bible, get a master's degree, and compete as an athlete.
Oh, that's terrific! Yeah. I mean. Well, how much better does that get?
Yeah, it's amazing.
Really? That's wonderful. Well, congratulations.
Yeah,
I think
thank
that's
you.
Terrific. I really do.
It's great. And to have, first of all, a university right here in town, and second of all, with, you know, some people are happy about what's currently going on with the way conventional education is handling, fairly touchy subjects around the way people behave, the way people should behave in the world, and the way media portrays things. But a lot of people, shall we say, moderate to conservative, have a very different view of things, and I strongly believe that Masters is probably the only higher education available locally that is, can we say, fairly conservative?
Yeah, you know, I don't know if you want to talk about, like, traditional values or, you know, there was a day and age where, you know, you would just see, you know, what does sportsmanship look like or these types of things, and everybody would have an idea of what that is.
Mm-hmm.
And there's so many values that have just disappeared from our society. And,
yep.
And Masters upholds that. Because, you know, ultimately the school stands on the Bible. We stand for Christ in Scripture. And so those values are going to be portrayed in all of athletics. And that's really what we want to train up our young people in is, you know, how do you become well-versed in God's Word and understand how does that apply to your life so that you can be salt and light. And so it's a beautiful thing for those, you know, that younger generation to really learn, you know, originally what, you know, some of the United States was based off of from our Constitution. These things that are just so completely removed
yep.
from higher ed now.
Yeah, yeah, unfortunately. And we try to keep things light here on the Senior Hour. I'm just grateful that we have an option to see athletes who, you know, are at the collegiate level, who are actually role models for our children. I've got a rule, you know, I don't necessarily want to contribute to any form of entertainment that I couldn't bring my daughter to, that I didn't feel comfortable with sitting and watching something with my mother or my grandmother, and to have that dominate, you know, media and the awards and the message that are going out to children, targeting children when they don't even understand the concepts that are being shown to them is, you know, I'm just a little disturbed by the whole thing. And to know that there is higher education available out there that is more in line with being a good person.
Yeah.
First and foremost.
Yeah. No, it is just a beautiful thing to support, you know, whether it's athletics or, you know, the education at the master's university. This is just a bright spot in our community. And, you know, I would just hope that, you know, for your listeners, that they would think, man, it is such a blessing here in Santa Clarita that we have an institution that's been around since 1927.
What I was going to ask you.
Yeah.
It's been around for a long, long time.
Yeah.
And it'll always be Master's College to me. That's the only thing I've known it as. Because I've been out here since 1968.
It is a beautiful campus.
I've been on it. Believe me. Yeah. I've been on it many times.
It is just a great, great spot. Yeah.
And it's getting big, yes?
You know, I want to say undergraduate students were around 1,200. Don't quote me on that number. Mm-hmm. I'm a coach. So I'm like an admissions guy, but we're roughly about 1,000 students live there in the canyon and call that home. And then there's, you know, online programs and online degrees. We have a study abroad campus in Israel, and so, you know, there's students that want to study the Bible in the Holy Land, and we're one of the only institutions that actually offers that.
Wow.
We have a remote campus in Israel, and so that, you know, affords great opportunities as well.
Now, how long has that been in existence?
That is a great question. I don't know when we actually had the licensing for that that campus in Israel, but it's been a number of decades. Yeah, that we've had that campus in Israel as well.
That's amazing, absolutely amazing.
Yeah, and it's great to know that if you've got an athlete in your family, they can go to higher education, and they don't have to worry about turning up on the news in a bad way, because that's typically what you see more of with these pros than anything else. It's, you know, what kind of scandal are they involved in this week?
Yeah, it's really sad, but if you look at most headlines dealing with athletics, they're not good headlines.
Oh, they're terrible.
They're really terrible headlines. Oh. And, you know, there's a value with sports I think are really remarkable what's going on. And our team, just they have such a heart to reach out. We had a chance to just to do some service with the Special Olympics a couple weeks back. So, yeah, David, do you want to talk about that opportunity that you guys had?
Yes.
Yeah, with the community, it was awesome. The whole team got together, the men's and women's team, and we had the opportunity to play the Special Olympics floorball. It's kind of like hockey, but on a basketball court and with a little wiffle ball, and we got to play them because they were preparing for their tournament, and they didn't have a team to play with. So we came in, played with them, just help them to get better at their sport, and we had just an awesome time with that. And then in 2 weeks, we're going to be playing them in basketball, the same team. So we're continuing that relationship with the Special Olympics, and it's just
that
amazing.
That was written up in the Signal, wasn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, so that was
reading it.
It was a lot of fun.
I remember reading it. Yeah. That is so interesting. It really is.
Yeah, and it's also refreshing to see how involved with the community Masters is, you know, to have these events, because this is a university. We have a university here in town. And unfortunately, I don't think most people even know that. I mean, you see a sign on, you know, on the road that says Masters University this way or whatever, but I don't think people really know that much about it.
Well, and this summer is just a great opportunity for, you know, anybody that has, you know, kids or grandkids, you know, ages, you know, kind of 6 to 14. We have all these sports camps, you know, every sport we have a camp for the summer. And, you know, so for those parents that want to, you know, put their kids or their grandkids in just a holistic sporting environment, that's a great chance to come out and check out our university.
Did you say 6 to 14?
6 to 14 years old.
Okay, so that's a pretty good spread. That's, you know, school age.
Yeah,
that's a big spread.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah. And what kind of events are we talking about?
So we have soccer camps, we have basketball camps, volleyball camps. We even have track and field. That's what we do. So and all of that information is on gomustangs.com once again. And then there's a link, Fan Zone, and you can find the camp, all the camps that we offer. The dates are offered for the whole entire summer. Those are going on. Baseball's a great camp to be a part of.
That's terrific. You know, we need to take a break. So we'll be back in a few minutes and continue this very interesting conversation. I'm Barbara Cochran with my co-host, Dr. Thomas Palucky, on your hometown station, 98.1 FM, AM 1220 KH.
They still feed me when I'm 64.
Welcome back to the Senior Hour. I'm Barbara Cochran with my co-host, Dr. Thomas Palucky, on your hometown station, 98.1 FM, AM 1220 KHTS. And our guests now are Zach Schroeder and Davis from Masters University. To me, it'll always be Masters College, because that's what it was known as for years and years and years. And Davis, tell us a little bit about how you got involved in track and field and that kind of thing. And do you have parents and grandparents who live here who come and watch
yeah.
you?
Yeah, so I'd love to share that. So I'm from Flagstaff, Arizona, and I actually got into running because my mom was watching The Biggest Loser show. I don't know if you guys have ever seen that. But it's a show where people who are overweight will come to the show, and then they'll go in like programs and like work out with special people to lose a lot of weight, and the person who loses the most weight wins. And at the end of the show, they run a marathon. So my mom said, if I can run a marathon, or if they can run a marathon, I can run a marathon. And my dad said, try a half marathon. And then through that, she started running. And then I had too much energy, so she said, you should run. So I got into running 12 years ago, when I was 12 years old. And from then, I just stayed in it my whole time. And it was awesome. My grandparents would come out to almost every race and meet and competition. And they'll come out to here. They'll be here. Not this weekend, but next weekend, to watch me compete again. And it's just been amazing. And then through that, in high school, coach contacted me, and I wanted to run in college, wanted to run a Christian university. And just the principles that I was able to see in the team, and how they stayed on biblical standards, and how they wanted to run for, we call it an audience of one. We're not running for ourselves. We're not running for, I'm not running for coach necessarily. I'm not running for parents, but I'm running for the creator and sustainer of the earth. I'm running for the Lord. And that's a unique thing about our team does. And it's really, really fun to run in that way. And it gives you a motivation that's different from most sports.
Very interesting. Wow. And how young are you now?
23 years young.
23 years young.
That is young.
Yeah.
That is young. I wish I could remember 23. But so, Coach, Davis just said he's from Arizona. How does a kid from Arizona wind up at Masters University? Are there scholarships? What does that look like?
Yeah, so that's one of the unique things about athletics at Masters. We're in a division called the NAI, National Association of Intercollegiate Athletics, and we offer scholarships for every sport. So there's an avenue to attend Masters on an athletic scholarship. And so the coaches are recruiting. They're looking at different athletes and, really trying to find the right character is one of the things that really drives our recruiting. Finding those athletes that are born-again believers, that's an essential part of the audience that we're looking for.
I love it. And it's Go Mustangs.
GoMustangs.com. You can find all the information right there. That's right.
Thank you so much, Masters University. You've been listening to the Senior Hour, KHTS, AM 1220, FM 98.1, hometownstation.com. We're sponsored by Comfort Keepers, Hestia Med Spa, and Providence Holy Cross. Now go out and enhance your quality of life.